ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 6 क्रिएशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 11 थ्रू 34 क्रिएशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। Maitreya said, O Vidura, you may now hear from me how the Supreme Lord separated himself into the diverse forms of the demigods after the manifestation of the gigantic universal form. Agni, or heat, separated from his mouth, and all the directors of material affairs entered into it in their respective positions. By that energy, the living entity expresses herself in words. When the palate of the gigantic form was separately manifest, Varuna, the director of water in the planetary systems, entered therein, and thus the living entity has the facility to taste everything with one's tongue. When the Lord's two nostrils separately manifested themselves, the dual Ashvini Kumaras entered them in their proper positions, and because of this, the living entities can smell the aromas of everything. Thereafter, the two eyes of the gigantic form of the Lord were separately manifest. The sun, the director of light, entered them with the partial representation of eyesight, and thus the living entities can have vision of forms. When there was a manifestation of skin separated from the gigantic form, the deity directing the wind, known as Anila, entered with partial touch, and thus the living entities can realize tactical knowledge. When the ears of the gigantic form became manifest, all the controlling deities of the directions entered into them, along with the hearing principles by which all living entities hear and take advantage of sound. When there was a separate manifestation of skin, the controlling deities of sensations and their different parts entered into it, and thus living entities feel itching and happiness due to touch. When the genitals of the gigantic form separately became manifest, then Prajapati, the original living creature, entered into them with his partial semen, and thus the living entities can enjoy sex pleasure. The evacuating channel separately became manifest, and the director named Mitra entered into it with partial organs of evacuation. Thus, living entities are able to pass stool and urine. Thereafter, when the hands of the gigantic form separately became manifest, Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planets, entered into them. The living entity is thus able to transact business for one's livelihood. Thereafter, the legs of the gigantic form separately became manifest, and the demigod named Vishnu entered with partial movement. This helps the living entity move to one's destination. However, this Vishnu is not the personality of Godhead. When the intelligence of the gigantic form separately became manifest, Brahmaji, Lord of the Vedas, entered into it along with the partial power of understanding. Thus, an object of understanding can be experienced by a living entity. After that, the heart of the gigantic form separately manifested itself, and into it entered the moon demigod with partial mental activity. Thus, the living entity can conduct one's mental speculations. Thereafter, the materialistic ego of the gigantic form separately manifested itself, and into it entered Rudra, the controller of false ego, with his own partial activities, by which living entities transact objective actions. Thereafter, when the consciousness of the gigantic form separately manifested itself, the total energy, Mahat Tattva, entered with his conscious part. Thus, the living entity is able to conceive specific knowledge. Thereafter, from the head of the gigantic form, the heavenly planets were manifest, and from his legs, the earthly planets, and from his abdomen, the sky separately manifest. Within them, the demigods and others were also manifest in terms of the modes of material nature. The demigods, qualified by the super excellent quality of the mode of goodness, are situated in the heavenly planets, whereas the human beings, because of their nature in the mode of passion, live on the earth in company with their subordinates. Living entities who are associates of Rudra develop in the third mode of material nature, or ignorance. They are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and heavenly planets. O Vidura, chief of the Kuru dynasty, the Vedic wisdom then became manifest from the mouth of the Virat, the gigantic form of the Lord. Those who are inclined to this Vedic knowledge are called Brahmanas, and they are the natural teachers and spiritual masters of all the orders of society. Thereafter, the power of protection was generated from the arms of the gigantic Virat form, and in relation to such power, the Kshatriyas also came into existence by following the Kshatriya principle of protecting society from the disturbance of thieves and miscreants. The means of livelihood of all persons, namely production of grains and their distribution to the prajas, was generated from the thighs of the Lord's gigantic form. The mercantile men who take charge of such execution are called Vaishyas. And thereafter, service was manifest from the legs of the personality of Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious function. Situated on the legs of the Virat Rupa, or gigantic universal form of the Lord, are the Shudras, who satisfy the Lord by service. All these different social divisions are born, along with their occupational duties and living conditions, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, for unconditional life and self-realization, one has to worship the Supreme Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. Recorded March 22, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Shadma Bandho Mui Shavadhana mate. Jahar prashade bhai e bhava toriya jai. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hate. Guru mukha padma bhakya chitete koriya aitya. Arna koriho mane asha. Sri Guru charane rati eshe uttama gati. Je prasade pure sarva asha. Chakudan jiloche janme jamne prabhu se. Divya gyan hride prakashito. Prema bhakti jaha hoyche avidya vinasha jate. Vede gai jahara charito. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu. Lokanata Lokera Jivan. Haha Prabhu Koda Doya Deho More Padachaya. Ebe Jash Gushukri Bhuvana. Dwi Pade Loila Sharana. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Goravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishatalane. Om Adhyana Chimarandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya. Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim. Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dina Tarinam. Yat Kripatamaham Vande Parama Ananda Madhavam. Trinadapi Sunichena Tara Iva Sahishnuna. Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harer Nama Harir Nama Eva Kivalam Kalonasiva Nasiva Nasiva Gati Anyasa. Nithai Goranga Gaurahari Gaurahari Jaya Gaurahari Nithai Goranga Gaurahari 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 Nithai Goranga Gaurahari Nithai Goranga Gaurahari Nithai Goranga Gaurahari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare.